This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Monday placed sanctions on people and groups it accuses of providing support to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The goal is to push Assad's government back toward United Nations-led negotiations and broker an end to the war in Syria that has lasted nearly a decade. Millions of people have fled Syria, and millions more are internally displaced after a 2011 Syrian crackdown on protesters led to civil war. Iran and Russia back Assad's government, and the United States supports the opposition. Syria has been under U.S. and European Union sanctions that have frozen the assets of the state and hundreds of companies and individuals. Washington already bans exports to Syria and investment there by Americans, as well as transactions involving oil and hydrocarbon products. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer says late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it is more than 90% effective, exceeding expectations and bringing a rare piece of positive news to the fight against the coronavirus. Pfizer made the announcement on Monday. Pfizer said its research showed the vaccine to be more than 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, said during a Monday press briefing that the results are, quote, just extraordinary. He said, quote, not very many people expected it would be as high as that. Fauci previously said he was looking for a vaccine with 70 to 75% efficacy and that even 50% might have been acceptable. Pfizer's chief executive cautioned that while this is a critical first step, these results alone will not allow the company to apply for emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.